This is from Daily Skeptic out of UK. Church of England is told to raise 1 billion pounds. So that's going to be, what is that, like 1.3 or something now, the exchange rate? I'm not sure exactly. In order to address past wrongs of slavery, as church leaders continue to fall victim to race grifters. Well, it begins by saying in January of last year, Church of England commissioners who handle more than $10 billion of assets for the Church of England. Wait a minute. Okay. Race grifters. I think we've got some religion grifters here. They've got 10 billion with a B pounds of assets. That's part of the problem. And see, part of the problem, the Church of England is a good example of why you don't want what's called Christian nationalism, kind of Christian nationalism that's being served by the likes of Steve Bannon and Jack Posobiec and Michael Flynn. This is the union of government with religion. And whenever that happens, any religion, whenever that happens, that religion is corrupted by the government. The government takes over everything. And so you wind up with, destroying that religion. That's why one of the reasons why we want to keep, we don't want the separation of church and state is not about putting Christians in the closet, but it is about making sure that we don't have some established religion. But just because we don't want to establish a religion that the government is going to authorize, it's one of the reasons why America was founded, was because they had their Church of England and you had to be part of that Church of England. And so we don't want to have establishment. But that doesn't mean that we restrict people's free exercise. Those are two different things. I know they both start with E, and it's very difficult to distinguish those things for some people. But establishment and exercise are two different things. So the Church of England then announced that they're going to establish a £100 million fund to address past wrongs of slavery. So first of all, they got way too much money. there isn't any work of the church that needs that kind of money, frankly. So they need to start giving it away to people. They've stored up too much of this stuff, number one. Number two, they don't understand the first thing about Christianity, the Church of England. And of course, it is completely apostate. The supposed head of the Church of England is King Charles, if you can believe that. Okay, so you're going to go to any church where King Charles is the head of that church? he's a depopulationist pagan. Anyway, but what they don't understand is what Christianity is about. Look, Christ died for our sins. And not just the sins that were done by us, but the things that were done to us. And because he took those sins, we don't have to hold a grudge. We can forgive people. And what we're talking about with these reparation things, we're talking about punishing people for the sins of their, not even their fathers or their grandfathers or their great-grandfathers, but their great-great-great-grandfathers or however many generations back it goes. How unforgiving is that? How worshiping of money is that? The Church of England deserves to lose all of their money. They got too much of it anyway. It's corrupting them, and it's a completely apostate organization. But they can't even explain the fundamental understandings of forgiveness, the fundamental aspect of Christianity there. So what's the point of their existence? These people who are alive never had slaves, but you're going to punish them for the sins of their ancestors? This is not Christianity. They ought to reject that. They ought to explain to people what Christianity is, but the Church of England doesn't know. A report published on Monday by an independent oversight group has concluded that the £100 million fund will be too small and too slow to deliver on its aims, as it's called for the target to be increased to £1 billion. However, the Church of England is being used to raise the remaining £900 million from wealthy donors. The group said the church commissioners had embraced a target of £1 billion for a broader healing, for repair, and justice initiative. You see, that's it. They don't want to talk about Christ in terms of healing. Christ in terms of repair, Christ in terms of justice. You know, that's why he suffered. He suffered for justice. You can't accept that. You can't accept Christ. Well, then you're not a Christian. So they said it was 100 million pounds is insufficient to counter historic and enduring greed. Talk about greed, these people. Cynicism and hate. Well, yeah, the only thing they've got, unfortunately for them, is the cross, and they don't want to use it. You know, when one person who wrote this article for the Daily Skeptic says it's tragic, really, to see the once respected institution being fleeced in broad daylight. Church leaders need to realize when they're being had and to tell the scammers to take a hike. In truth, one suspects this is only the start of the shakedown. Well, one suspects that the Church of England doesn't deserve if they got $1 billion, they've been fleecing the flock for a long time. They're literally paying a tithe to their God of ESG, says my son. Of all the money they have, if they go with the $1 billion, or all the money they have, if they go with $1 billion figure, that's right. Yeah, they don't know. They don't know what Christ and Christianity are even about. Let's talk about what's happening today. There is slavery happening today, and there are people in Africa who are being enslaved today. What are they doing about that? Nothing. Instead, you know, they're putting up, they're playing their little Marxist games, and they're not doing anything about this slavery. And so we have this story here from FaithWire. Ex-slave was captured as a child and forced to embrace Islam and the Quran. And then he met Jesus. As a Christian nonprofit worker, helping to bring Sudanese slaves to freedom, revealed a touching story that showcases the physical and the spiritual. And again, you know, when we look at what has happened after Hillary Clinton and what they did in Libya, they have restarted these slave markets in Libya. Not only did they turn it into an arms bazaar, but they are also enslaving people and have the brought back the slave markets. And so an organization that is doing something about it, and I guess they don't have 100 million pounds or even, and certainly not $1 billion, it's an organization called Christian Solidarity International. And so what they are doing is they are helping to free Sudanese slaves. And last year they freed 1,500 slaves. I wonder what Black Lives Matter or any of these other Marxist organizations, what have any of them done to actually end slavery that is happening now? See, it's not about slavery at all. Or they would be focusing on that. They'd be focusing on human trafficking and other things like that. Instead, this organization, Christian Solidarity International, actually helped to free 1,500 Sudanese slaves last year. And over the last 30 years, they have freed 100,000 slaves. But this guy, talking about what they face, the slaves do, he said they face sexual violence, family separation, forced conversion to Islam. Many of them have suffered, yet many have held on to their faith. But there was one individual who was kidnapped. He said, I'm thinking about one young man I met who was just old enough when he was enslaved to know that he didn't come from a Muslim background, but not old enough to really know anything about Christianity at all. So he grew up in slavery. He grew up being forced to learn the Quran, to go to Islamic school at night, to work during the day, always being told he was a Muslim, always being forced to pray like a Muslim. This is happening today. Oh, we don't want to criticize Islam, right? It's only Christianity that we want to criticize. And it's only slavery that was ended by Christians a couple of hundred years ago. Yet the man always resisted the identity that was imposed upon him. And when he finally became free, he explored the Christian faith heritage of which he'd been deprived. And when he came back to South Sudan, he had the chance for the first time to learn what it meant to be a Christian, and he learned the story of Jesus. And he told me the Jesus story is way better. He said, Jesus came and gave himself for the world, and he doesn't force anyone to follow him. He doesn't force anyone to worship him. He just loves us. And the guy who works for this organization to free these Sudanese slaves, he said, seeing the beauty of this man's encounter with Christianity, showed me the power of that story of redemption and love. For him, it was encountering it for the first time. And just that experience of understanding grace for the first time. He says, I always carry that around with me. It was a real blessing. He says, today we have two countries. We have Sudan and we have South Sudan. He said, but in the years 1980 and 1990, it was all just one country called Sudan. And that country was split by civil war between the north, which is mostly Muslim, dominated by Arabs, and the south, which was mostly Christian and black African. He said the Muslim government in the north started to use slavery as a weapon of war. Historically, this is the way it's always been. You had American Indians here using slavery as a weapon of war. They'd have a war, they'd capture people, they'd kill some of them, save some of them as slaves. The same thing's happening in Africa. You know, the Muslims using this as a weapon of war, enslaving black people that they had defeated there. Even nearly 20 years later, he said, many slaves are still stuck in detention, enduring painful, arduous lives. And so war, slavery, this is the state of all mankind, regardless of skin color.
The David Knight Show is a critical thinking super spreader. If you've been exposed to logic by listening to the David Knight Show, please do your part and try not to spread it. Financial support or simply telling others about the show causes this dangerous information to spread farther. People have to trust me. Trust the science. Wear your mask. Take your vaccine. Don't ask questions.
Using free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.